Hello, welcome to the Because Family Podcast. This is your host, Michael Prince, and I'm here still in Pennsylvania. This is the day after I recorded a podcast last night. I'm just 2 days in a row. Look at me. But I just wanted to get on here and talk to you about a game I've been into that your kids are probably looking at and possibly into as well, especially some of your older kids. So I'm going to talk to you about it a little bit. The game is called Deus Ex, Mankind Divided. We'll get into that in just a few minutes. But I would like to start off just thanking Kevin Russell and Kevin Hagen for supporting us at Patreon.com. You can go to becausefamily.org/give and find all the different ways you can support our ministry and our podcast. Patreon.com/becausefamily is the Patreon address, but there's other ways as well to just support our ministry through missions, some tax-deductible ways and things like that. So please visit becausefamily.org/give and see how you can support us. There's also some slideshow from our travels and stuff like that you can see on there. And all the info that's on our website, becausefamily.org. So thank you so much, Kevin Hagen and Kevin Russell, for partnering with us and helping us continue this podcast and make it as good as we can. So before, or without any further ado, I guess, we're going to talk about a little game called Deus Ex.
If you try and rip the world apart, someone will always put it back together. You can kill dreams. You can kill innocence. You can kill freedom. But you can't kill progress.
Now an experienced covert operative, Adam Jensen, is forced to operate in a world that has grown to despise his kind. Armed with a new arsenal of state-of-the-art weapons and augmentations, he must choose the right approach, along with who to trust, in order to unravel a vast, worldwide conspiracy. So this is Deus Ex, Mankind Divided. This is a first-person shooter-slash-stealth-slash-role-playing game in which you are Adam Jensen. He's a, what they call, augmented man who has robotic, you know, replacement arms and legs and heart and all kinds of things and stuff in his brain that allows him to have special powers and be able to do certain things that regular people can't do. He's in a world where a lot of people are augmented in this way. And what he does is he works for Interpol. So he works for an organization that is trying to stop terrorism. There's terror attacks all over. There's a vast division between humans, what they call normals, and augmented, to the point where the government is basically trying to ship out augmented folks as much as they can. And so that's ship them out, but like there's just plans, and it's convoluted and it's confusing, and that's part of why I wanted to do this review. But the game came out August 23rd, so about 7 days ago the game came out, and I have been watching one of my favorite YouTubers play this game, and he is, I don't know how many hours, 18 episodes into this thing, he's been playing for hours and hours, and it seems like there's a lot further to go. He's slowly unraveling some mysteries. He's slowly earning experience and growing as a character, becoming more and more powerful. He has chosen in this version that he's playing to play in the stealth way, to where he's stealth and pacifist. He's not killing anyone. He hasn't killed a single person in this entire game. So that's the first thing I wanted to talk about with this game, is you get to make a choice. And at the very beginning, you get to choose if you're going to follow the path of pacifism, say, I've killed enough, I'm done, or if you're going to say, you know what, I'm just going to go all out. I'm just going to kill everything that moves. You know, those are your options. Now, I'll say that this game came from a series of games. The first one came out, it's called Deus Ex, obviously, and it came out in 2000. One came out in 2003, and then in 2011, 2013, and then this one has just come out. And so they've been putting out these games for a while. This is the second of two prequels, if you don't count a little mini game in the middle, not a mini game, but a very short version of a game in the middle of those two. But this is a second of a sequel. The first sequel was called Human Revolution. This one is called Mankind Divided. And that's exactly what it's about. And there's actually a lot of themes in it that are very, what's the word? Very relevant to our current culture. A lot of the themes are deep into societal division between races. You know, it's basically racism, but in this case, it's racism, normal humans, normals, versus people who've been augmented, whether they've lost limbs on accident and had things added, or whether they went through, during the time when it was trendy to augment yourself, they did it for fun or just to be, you know, different on purpose. Those are the kinds of people that you have, and they're very separated. And then there's those who are trying to bring unity, but some of the people within that camp might be trying to do it in a violent way. Even the leadership may not want it violent. And so it's very deep discussion, very deep dialogue in this game. Something that's cool in the game, through as far as gameplay goes, is you're able to, as you go through it, you guide the conversation. So you select the responses when people say things to you. You select... You have to watch closely kind of and read their personality, and you have augmentations that help you do that well. So you have to pay attention to what they're doing and how they're, you know, how they're responding, and use that information to yourself respond properly so that you have the right outcome. You know, if you want to convince somebody to come with you or without having to like knock them out and drag them out, then you have to convince them, and you have to be able to read their personality, right? So the game does a pretty cool thing in causing you to have to do that. It also has a bunch of different kinds of weapons and things like that. You know, it can obviously be very violent. You can headshot and kill people. There's blood and stuff, all through the game, for kind of gruesome things here and there. There's very definitely severe danger, like just risks of things happening to you all the time, dying in different ways, people threatening you and calling you Clank, which is a derogatory term. And the guy that's playing the game that I'm watching actually said, he's like, I hate it when they call me Clank. It makes me feel sick. Like, he was feeling persecution. He was feeling that as he played the game. And so it's interesting. So it's rated M for mature. And I closed my computer like a doofus. I wasn't done with that information yet. But I'll read you why it's rated M for mature. It is because of... Seriously, it went away. I gotta bring it up again. Deus. X. Search. Mankind Divided. It's rated E or M for mature because of blood, drug references, intense violence, partial nudity, sexual themes, strong language, and uses of alcohol and other drugs. Does it say drug content? Yeah, drug reference. And so, and drug use. It's obvious drug use called neon in the game. But they do a lot. There's a lot of things in there that you may not see the first time you play the game. They've built this game to where you need to go back many times and continue to play it in order to get everything. So, and you can do things in different ways in this game. So it's pretty interesting the way they've done that. So your kids could spend a lot of time playing this game because the first time through, cool, you've done it. You beat it, but the story can look completely different. And there's little mini stories and side missions and things like that throughout the entire game that you may not have seen the first time through. And so this game allows you to explore those things in future playthroughs if you like. It also lets you decide that you're going to just play the thing as quick as you can, focus on just the main missions and beat it. But there's even one part where you get to a point where you're going to leave this certain area, and the pilot that's going to fly you out says, is there anything you need to do before we leave, basically? And you have a choice. You say, no, I'm ready to go. Or, you know what, I had some side missions I was working on in this area, and I don't want to move on to the next area until I've completed this stuff. And so there's just so much to do, it looks like, in this game. The world's not exactly an open world. but there's a lot to do. Now, here's the thing. I would not enjoy playing this game very much. And here's why. First off, I'm not a fan of first-person stuff. I'm not good at the controls. I'm bad at it. Second of all, and this is why I watch these guys play these games, because I love the stories. These stories are better than so much movies to me. And then the personalities of the guys playing the games is fun. I used to sit and watch my cousin play games and beat games all the time. Shout out to Blaze. I used to sit and listen and watch him play games. And I would like call him to my house when I got a new game and give him the controller and be like, I want to watch you beat this. It's my game, but I want to watch you beat this. Because he was better at it and he was more fun to watch. And we had a good time just going through the game together and just watching, me just watching him. And so this is basically a version of that with whoever I'd like on YouTube to watch. And the guy I follow, his name's Christopher Odd. He's not always the cleanest language-wise, but he's not ridiculous and terrible like so many of the people who just, they get on there and they just sound like, you know, ignorant wretches, so to speak. But he played this game and has done a walkthrough of it. He's actually in the middle of the walkthrough. He's not done yet. So, and I'm caught up all the way to today's episode. But so I wouldn't love playing this game. And one of the major reasons is the exact thing I just said, all the missions. Like, I get buried in these things and get overwhelmed and just feel like I can't keep my head above water. So they'll say, you know, I have 6 side missions to complete plus my main mission, and I don't know what to do, where to go, which thing to do. Now, this has a pretty interesting navigation menu to help remind you or point you to where you need to go on the map as you travel through the towns that you're in. But man, it looks really, it's just so deep. It's such a big game that I don't think I would really, really love playing it. But I'm enjoying watching it and watching the story unfold as somebody who's better than me plays this game and can keep track of all the stuff. Because I'm watching him going, I don't know how to keep track of everything because I can't do it. But it's obnoxious because just when you get to the point where you like meet somebody's need and they're like, find this guy and tell him that you want this piece of this information for me, and then I'll give you what you want. So you go to the guy and you're like, hey, I got this thing that he said that you wanted. Here it is. Now I need some information. And that guy says, oh, well, I need you to do something for me first before I do that. And so it's just this crazy, like, goose chase feeling that I get from these games. But there's guys out there who just love it. Now, it is getting mixed reviews on Steam and on other places because there are many things that you can buy within the game, things they call microtransactions. So keep that in mind as well. You buy this game for your kids, they love it, $60 game, but then they can go in and buy upgrades to their weapons and upgrades to their AUGs and stuff that aren't available in the game without just buying them. And so that's kind of just the way things are these days. But this game has a major theme of being anti-big corporation while the game is basically handling the way they do things like that big major machine kind of corporation thing. So kind of interesting. There's some interesting reviews, people discussing that topic. But as far as for your kids, as we wrap up the episode, I just wanted to say it's definitely rated M for mature. Mature means they recommend 18 and older. They can do things in video games they don't do in movies. Some of the way you kill people and the way people die, some of the gruesome graphics, some of the way they do language and things like that. There's just really not a lot of rules. And mature is, I guess, 17 plus, not 18. But there's not a lot of rules on that. And so, and you know, you have to be 17 or older to buy it usually, but a lot of places don't card you when you go in to buy a video game. You know, they just sell the video games and who cares. So if you're a parent, and your kid is talking about this game and they want it, find out how old they are, find out this issue, what issues you have with gruesome gore and blood, drug references, intense violence. And when it says intense violence, like even the stealth guy who's not killing anybody, he's grabbing guys, pulling them down, slamming their heads against desks and doorposts and things like that, and punching them in the neck, and, you know, stuff like that, throat punches to cause them to pass out. And so the violence is very intense. Partial nudity, sexual themes, strong language, lots of strong language. All the language you could think of is in this game, and use of alcohol as well. So the main character, if it's how you choose it. If he can be a kind of a redemptive kind of guy who's going through trying to do the right thing, or you can be the guy who just wants to, he's just an assassin, you know, and he goes through killing people. It's your choice. So the game's interesting. It's not one I would play. I'm enjoying watching the story unfold as I watch someone else play it, and I'll continue to watch that. But I do recommend talking to your kids about it if they're old enough to, and definitely follow the game guidelines. These ratings on these games are interesting because there is so much they can do before they get a mature rating. So pay, and there's a lot of violence that can go on in rated T for teen games, but pay attention to the rating, why it's rated what it's rated, before you just go buy it for your kid or tell them they can go buy it. So thank you again for listening. And that was, again, that game is called Deus Ex, D-E-U-S, Deus Ex, Mankind Divided. And it's interesting. Check it out on YouTube. Watch some of the videos of the trailers and things like that. That's what the audio you just heard was from one of their trailers or the intro. So, yeah, check it out. And thank you for watching or listening to the episode. If you'd like to hear about any other games or anything your kids are asking about, you can email us at becausefamily@gmail.com, and I'd love to talk to you about it. Check us out at becausefamily.org, and please don't forget to check out becausefamily.org/give if you'd like to donate to our podcast or to our ministry. That's all we do. That's, I don't have another job. This podcasting is part of it. Ministering in churches is a major part of it. Traveling the country and just explaining to churches and people what we do. That's my job. So as I provide these resources for you, do us a favor, donate a couple bucks to our podcast every month and to our ministry. That would really help us out. God bless. We look forward to hearing from you at becausefamily.org and becausefamily@gmail.com. And we'll talk to you next time on the Because Family Podcast.